8:33 right now. You've got it tuned to KHUM. Beautiful day going on here. And coming and here in the KHUM studio with me is Country Pitts, one of the directors for Humboldt Light Opera's production of Anne of Green Gables. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so this this gets underway tomorrow, goes through the 11th, correct?
Yes.
And although Humboldt Light Opera often does their shows at the Van Duser, you are doing it in Ferndale.
Right.
Just to confuse people.
Down here in the, in the Hart Theater. Thank you to Ferndale Rep for renting the space to us this summer. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the play, again, is called Anne of Green Gables. Tell us what it's about.
Yes. Anne of Green Gables, the musical, is based on the classic novel by Lucy Maud Montgomery, which was first published in 1908. A great classic that, as we've talked to people, many people have a really deep emotional connection to the story of Anne. And it's a musical rendition of the story written by Don Heron and has been playing in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, the home of Anne of Green Gables, for the past 55 years. Every summer they do this production, and so now we're bringing it here.
Fantastic. How long has the musical version been around?
The musical version has been around for 55 years.
Okay, so who does the music?
In terms of our...
Who wrote it, basically?
Who wrote it? Don Heron.
Okay, Don Heron did.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. And so why did you choose this play to take on?
Well, it seems like a perfect show to set here in the Victorian village of Ferndale, since the story takes place in the Victorian era.
Perfect.
We were looking for a show with a smaller cast, and this really fit the bill. It establishes a really lovely small community in the town of Avonlea, and it was just perfect for what we wanted to put on this summer.
Fantastic. Now, there are two directors, you and someone else. Why are there two directors of this?
Well, Cindy Kress and I are co-directing the show, and we both were very interested in learning more about directing, and we've been doing so under the mentorship of Carol Ryder. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to collaborate because we really enjoy working together and thought that sharing that could be a really fun collaboration. And it has been. Yeah.
Fantastic. You're saying it's a small cast. How big is the cast?
We have about 30 people in the cast.
That's small?
For an HLOC show. Yes.
It was like four people. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's still a pretty good chunk of folks there.
Yes.
And now you're saying one of the cast members is your daughter, right?
Yes. My older daughter is playing Anne Shirley, Anne of Green Gables. She's had a really good time having the opportunity to explore the role. She's also very connected to the books, having first read Anne of Green Gables when she was five and has read the whole series and has always been in love with the character. So she's really enjoyed the opportunity to get to portray her on stage.
Have you ever directed your daughter before?
Yes.
Okay, so it works then.
It does. Okay. Yeah, we're doing okay.
That can be kind of stressful.
Yeah.
It really can. Fantastic. So, of course, it opens up tomorrow,
yes,
which is kind of exciting, and runs through the 11th. And how have rehearsals been going?
Oh, very well. Yeah, all the pieces are falling into place. We're working with a really fantastic group of people. You know, all the technical people that we're working with are really on top of their game, and we have a wonderful group of instrumentalists working with us, and all of the actors are doing a fabulous job. So it's coming together really beautifully, costumes and lighting and everything. It's
wow,
lovely.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And now, I mentioned it starts tomorrow, goes to the 11th, but there are lots of shows, many matinees. Explain the dates.
Sure. So we open tomorrow, August 1st, and both two weekends we'll have shows Thursday through Sunday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows are at 7:30. Sunday shows are at 2. But we also have an additional matinee on Saturday the 10th. So there are two chances to come on Saturday. If people see it the first time, you just have to come back again at 7:30. They can.
There you go.
The ticket information is available at hloc.org, and you can get tickets through the website.
hloc.org. Can you also get them at the box office?
Yes, we are encouraging people to get tickets ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's generally a good idea.
Yes.
But it is Humboldt County, and we know people love to just walk up and buy stuff.
Yes.
So, fantastic. All righty. Is there anything else I've missed? Is there anything else you want to talk about in this about this play?
Just that I would really encourage people to come out and see it. It's a very uplifting show, very colorful. Cindy Kress has done an amazing job with the choreography. And, Liz, Souza, and Carol Ryder writer, have done amazing work on costumes, and it's just an amazing cast of actors who bring us a very uplifting and joyful story. So I would really encourage everybody to come and check it out.
Fantastic. It's Anne of Green Gables. It's going to be running tomorrow through the 11th right here at the Ferndale Repertory Theater, being put on by Humble Light Opera. And Katri Pitts, thanks for coming in.
Thanks again for having me.